day and welcome everyone to Power Bytes. I am your host, Lou Signorelli, and Power Bytes is your destination podcast for power generation conversations. As always, please know how much we appreciate you, our listeners. We hope you find our topics both helpful and interesting. There are several ways to get in touch with the show. You can send us an email at powerbytes, that's power, B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com. Visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. If you enjoy your time with us, please remember to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast shows. You know, we're experiencing a data explosion around the world. With record numbers of new devices connecting to the internet every day and more professionals demanding to be connected to their critical assets every minute of every day. How are manufacturers responding to the demand? How are data centers positioned to support these demands? Well, today I'm delighted to have, for the first time, two guests to help us better understand the need for connectivity in the data boom, and they'll be joining us via our Cat Electric Power hotline. So thank you very much for joining us today. First joining us is Maggie Kramer. Maggie's becoming quite a regular on Power Bytes. She has two other episodes focused on the importance of connected critical assets and how Caterpillar is enabling users to stay connected. Welcome, Maggie.
Thanks, Lou. Thanks for having me again. I'm very excited to be here with you and a new second guest. I'm really excited to be collaborating with you all.
My second guest is Debbie Mullally. Debbie has a bachelor's degree in business studies and a master's in marketing from the University of Ulster. She's been with Caterpillar for 16 years. Debbie currently works as a growth strategist in electric power division and aftermarket services. Debbie most recently has been focused on the evolving power demands of the data center business. Welcome, Debbie. We're delighted to have you.
Thanks, Lou. Great to join you and Maggie today.
So as we connect more and more devices, Maggie, what are you hearing from most of your users about their needs?
So our users' needs are very consistent and their problems remain consistent. They want to lower their owning and operating costs. They need to make sure their generator set is ready to run. And they like a peace of mind that their operations will stay operating. But it's how we're solving these problems that are ever evolving. The diversity of things being connected to the internet is amazing. There are bridges with sensors to detect structural damages, all the way to a hand washing station detecting when someone's washing their hands and logging their badge information to prevent the spread of diseases. In 2020, there were about 10 billion IoT, or Internet of Things, devices. And some say it will grow to 24 billion by 2030.
Maggie, those are some absolutely impressive numbers. Debbie, I'd like to turn to you for some level setting. What in terms of demand are the data centers experiencing in terms of growth?
Thanks, Lou. Interestingly, data centers have the same concerns. Lower my owning and operating costs and guarantee my uptime. However, as Maggie says, the demand for being connected, compounded with the adoption of artificial intelligence or AI, is seeing a surge in growth across the data center industry. This is before we really see the integration of electronic vehicles and the impact of the edge data center. There is much more to come with the demands on the data center services set to grow exponentially.
Fascinating. So Maggie, what are the latest developments on the Cat Connect front? How is Caterpillar responding to these customer demands?
I mentioned that IoT devices are projected to see about 11% growth until 2030. In the OEM, or original equipment manufacturer, telematic space, where I play with, you know, Cat Connect, the forecast is about 21.3% annual growth. This means more and more customers are seeing value in remote monitoring of the generator set. They see connectivity not as an additional service, but a mandatory part of their overall maintenance and operations strategy, giving visibility to potential problems that could stop them from being successful. Have you ever read visitor reviews on hotels? Security and relaxation can be lost for a customer whose hotel loses power for a night or even just a couple hours, which in turn makes them leave a review affecting their business's reputation. We are partnering with our sales and technical teams to make sure connectivity is considered as part of the design of the generator system or part of the maintenance package, what we like to call customer value agreements or CVAs. This ensures our dealer network has the right part at the right time, the first time. And the reports that Cat Connect can create showcases the progress seen with connectivity and recommendations for the future to ensure the peace of mind for all our stakeholders at the customer site, from the maintenance to sales to manufacturing, all the way to the end user.
So Maggie, are you seeing growth in a particular geographic area?
Honestly, we're seeing growth of connected assets in all areas, from Europe, Africa, Middle East, to North and South America, and to Asia. There are different local challenges in each of these areas, but decreasing unscheduled downtime and lowering costs are everyone's top priority. Cat Connect saw a 45% growth last year, showing how customers are thinking differently on how they want to do their work, which includes having the data they want, when they want it, and how they want it, all with an expectation that it's secure.
Fascinating. Debbie, I want to turn to you with the same question. Does the growth in the data center world align with the demand seen in the Cat Connect team?
Absolutely. Digitalization is a mega trend and it's impacting the world. The resulting power needs to realize this demand is basically transforming the data center industry across hyperscale, co-location, and of course, the evolving edge. In fact, the global data center market size is set to grow by $284.44 billion US dollars from just 2019 to 2023, and that's a CAGR of over 17%.
That is some phenomenal growth. Maggie, I'd like to turn our attention to an adjacent topic, and that is that of security. You talked about it a little bit with hotels. Users have an expectation that their data is secure. How is Caterpillar meeting this need with Cat Connect?
Yes, users have multiple stakeholders making decisions on their service offerings, which that would include connectivity. IT departments are very interested in how Caterpillar handles and secures their data with Cat Connect. These types of customers support the overall sales cycle, requiring a close partnership between Caterpillar, the dealer, and the customer. Cat has a very robust data and security principles to ease the mind of our users.
So Debbie, I'm sure that data centers are keenly focused on security as well. What key areas of focus are there?
Yes, these are extensive requirements for security, governance, and compliance. This is a fact of data center life and, quite frankly, their reputation. Data centers are very aware of security concerns, especially with the adoption of public cloud computing, which has surged more recently due to the shift in remote working patterns during the pandemic. So the top three security concerns for data centers are, number one, the risk of data loss and leakage. Secondly, threats to data center privacy. And third, dealing with legal and regulatory challenges. So when you see this list, and this is only the top three, you can really see why security is paramount to a data center's business and reputation.
Thanks. Appreciate that. So Maggie, switching back to Cat Connect, what would you say is the key deliverable today to Cat Connect users?
Lou, I would say flexibility of our Cat Connect solution is key. Listening to our users' problems and then putting together a connectivity offering that meets these needs. This could mean connecting the genset to receive real-time fault codes when a state changes, or this could mean pulling in a customer's own monitoring system into Cat Connect to run reports, analytics, and monitoring services to help with forecasting, or even flip it upside down. I've seen customers agree to customer value agreements, CVAs, because of the complimentary Cat Connect offering that's behind it.
If I can jump in here too, just when I hear Maggie mention real-time management capability, I thought it might be a great time to speak about the increasing adoption of AI within data centers themselves to cut down costs, minimize management challenges, and ramp up sustainability efforts. So one example is the use of advanced connected lighting systems that basically have sensors on each luminaire to detect motion, brightness, temperature, and even power consumption per fixture. Delivering this type of data in real time allows data centers to best manage energy usage depending on space occupancy. Another example is the use of AI reporting for HVAC systems that in some instances have realized a 30%+ saving. So not only a great energy saving for data centers, but a great way to cut down on your bills. But you're absolutely right, Lou. The world is getting connected with expectations to get rich data at the tap of a button or with a simple voice command. And the complexity behind these simple actions is transforming the data center industry across service and performance levels, business and finance models. So this is a really exciting and transformative time for the industry.
Ladies, this has been a great discussion. I really appreciate it today. Maggie, any final thoughts?
Yes, Lou. I want to challenge our listeners today to take a moment to further educate themselves on connectivity. This could be the moment that makes their lives easier. Hindsight is always 20/20. If we can make the change now for our future, we won't have to look back. The best information can be found on CAT.com. Search for EP product support or electric power product support, and you will see remote asset monitoring with CAT Connect.
I couldn't agree with you more, Maggie. This is the time to get ready. The data center industry is transforming across so many different aspects. On one side, you have digitalization bringing an enormous surge in demand. As 5G comes on board and decentralization takes a more unified form through edge data centers and efficiency gains continue to improve across IT load and advanced processors, the change is just enormous, and this is only scratching the surface. So keeping pace with these changes and offering the most efficient and cost-effective service has to start within the walls of the data centers themselves. And this is already well underway with much more to come.
Well, there you have it, folks. I'd like to thank both Maggie Kramer and Debbie Mullally, and thank you to our listeners. I'd like to also echo Maggie's challenge to visit CAT.com and search EP product support, or if you want to read about some actual case studies, search for Electric Power CAT Connect on CAT.com. Either way, we hope you'll have a look. If you'd like to suggest other topics for the program or have some feedback to share, please write us at PowerBytes, that's Power B-Y-T-E-S, at CAT.com, or visit us at CAT Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Till next time, thanks for listening to Power Bytes and have a great rest of your day.